Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of Runnin' Rebel basketball. It was a light week on the court for the Runnin' Rebels as their focus was on academics, since it was, after all, finals time. But that didn't stop them from taking a quick trip north to Stockton. And a funny thing happened on the way to the Alex Spano Center. The Rebels found themselves in a nail-biter. A spoiler alert! They won 81-76, but after leading by 14 at the intermission and by as many as 19 in the second half, the host Tigers' comeback seemed to really bother the locals. In this oversaturated world of social media, fans needed answers. Why did the Rebels do this, do that? Why did Coach Menzies slow down the offense? And make no mistake, the fans have a voice, and they deserve one. But Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan once said, "The mark of a great one is when you don't have your best stuff, but you still find a way to win." Do the Rebels have their best stuff? Probably not. Was it finals week? Was it a layoff? Was it a letdown after the sensational win over Illinois? Let's chalk it up to experience. Another chance for this team to learn about themselves in a foreign environment. Take it as a sign of respect. The fans have real expectations, and they should, because the Rebels are going to get everyone's best shot this season. You can bank on it. In the end, it was simply another business trip for the Runnin' Rebels, and let's face it, business has been good. UNLV got their ninth victory against just two losses, overtime losses. Did they not have their best stuff Saturday night? Maybe not, but they had the right stuff when they needed it most. Onward and upward, there's still two more chances to see this team before Christmas arrives. So until then, we'll see you at the Thomas and Mack. For ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM, I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.